Excavating, specializing in digging for basements, ponds, and lagoons. They also dig for water lines and sewer lines. Need a tree removed? They do that as well. And throw in rock and dirt hauling. They've just about got you covered. Call Jeff at 366-1161 to see how Hogan Excavating can help you. They take care of the dirty work so you don't have to. Hogan Excavating. Can you dig it?
Here's South Lyon County USD 252 Superintendent Mike Argerbright.
Thank you to our students, staff, patrons, and our communities for their dedication and support of our schools. We appreciate your commitment towards academic excellence and athletic success of our students in Neosho Rapids, Hartford, and Olpe. Play hard, be proud of your accomplishments, and don't forget to thank your parents and teachers. Good luck to all area teams.
Southern Lyon County Schools, creating the future today with pride, tradition, and excellence.
Lane Whitmore, LLC, your source for tax preparation, tax planning, and tax deferral strategies. This is CPA Cindy Klumpy. Call CPAs Cecil Lane, Brian Whitmore, Carol Medinzi, Glenda Redding, or myself for essential services like tax preparation, payroll, QuickBooks, and more. Lane Whitmore, LLC, we're here for you during tax season and all year long. Schedule an appointment with us. We are easily accessible with our office location at the Crest Center in downtown Emporia and also in Lebo and Lawrence. Lane Whitmore, LLC, wishes all teams success in this year's basketball tournament.
MT Networks is a company who cares about you, with employees you can trust who are fully invested in your community and supports your schools, students, and staff. Experience fast, reliable, truly unlimited internet. MT Networks now offers internet-only options with no home phone required. Visit madtel.com to view a map of the areas served in Madison, Lamont, and parts of Coffee County. MT Networks is here to serve you with offices in Madison and Burlington.
We welcome you back to Watt Auditorium. Michael Deeker joined by Chuck Samples. First time we've ever got to call a game together, and we're having some fun here in the first half.
Yeah, and we've had a really good game to call. And, you know, we talked about the huge swing because Burlingame was able to establish things early, you know, get out to that 12-point advantage, and then just a couple of different tweaks, and Lebo comes roaring right back. And, you know, we mentioned here at the halftime, what's it gonna take for Trevor Quaney to get his shot? Who's gonna be able to help step up and give him some space? Because if he can hit some of those mid-range jumpers on the weak side or get a couple of three-pointers to go down, and Quaney can get the ball out to the perimeter in a hurry, get those long shots set up, the ball could possibly come back into him in a hurry, catch that defense completely off guard, and he could have all sorts of space for layups or even a couple of dunks.
You know, I think Austin Klumpy has to be pleased with how this game has played out. It's almost played out identically to how the first matchup played, but Lebo catching fire much earlier this time around than in the first matchup. You know, they trailed 24-13, I believe, at half in that first matchup. So they have found their rhythm, and they have to attack Quaney and Heckman and get them continuing to be in foul trouble.
Yeah, and how aggressive can those two players be for Burlingame? On the flip side, you know, Landon Grimmett did get a three-pointer. Cody Thurston, Midwest Land Group 3, to help spark that run here in the second quarter. But you can tell that his wrist is still giving him problems. So the fact that Grayson Shoemaker was able to get the ball out on transition a couple of different times and get to the basket, that, I think, bodes well here for Lebo. They're going to have to keep that going here and try to catch Burlingame out of position as much as they possibly can here in the second half.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for Landon. That was an injury that he suffered in football season, and I think it's more of his thumb that he re-aggravated here a couple of games ago that thought he was initially healed.
About set to go here in the third quarter. 23-23 our score. How fast do you think it's going to take for Quaney to touch the ball here for Burlingame once they have their possession?
Oh, first pass.
Yeah.
First pass.
I agree with that. And then who takes over for Lebo offensively is going to be the other thing, too. We mentioned Shoemaker did really well. But is it going to be Shoemaker? Is it possibly going to be Kyle Reese? Because he had a couple of open looks at the basket, wasn't able to get on track.
Reese has had some clutch moments in this gymnasium in his four years playing for Lebo.
Mm-hmm.
More kind of reserved for a role player now. But Burlingame with possession. Winters at the point. Fadeaway jumper on the block. No good. Rebound to Zach Oswald. Lebo going the other way. Shoemaker on the right wing. Attacking the basket. And they're going to call it travel. Actually, carry. Yep.
And, boy, we Dean Winters did not make us look good because he didn't even
– I know.
He looked briefly at Queenie and then just went straight to the basket.
Well, technically, we're still in play because they haven't had a pass yet.
That is true.
Outside of the inbound just now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is. Hovestat gets it. Get a ball screen from Queenie. Pass to Queenie, deflected by Reese, and his foot was on the baseline, so stay with the Bearcats.
Boy, they have made it hard to keep the ball in Queenie's hands. Lebo has defensively here this afternoon.
Hovestat, nice pass to Heckman. Ooh, gets it blocked from behind. Taken away by the Wolves. Shoemaker at the timeline, now wing. In the corner to Landon Grimmett. 15-foot jumper is short. Rebound to Winters. Outlet pass to Hovestat. Up the court we go. Hovestat into Heckman, right block. Up top to Middleton, elbow. Middleton backing down Oswald. Nice spin move. And they're going to call a foul on Zach Oswald. That'll be his fourth.
Oswald immediately turned around and was like, I got all ball. How could you say that? And so he's going to have to sit.
So Oswald, tasked with defending Trevor Queenie, will sit with four fouls.
That takes, you know, doesn't take a whole lot of height out of the Lebo lineup, but it takes out some beef.
Zach Oswald was already to the bench. Had to come back in here, wait for this first shot by Middleton. It's good. Middleton with five.
And if you look at the two areas in the first half where Burlingame clearly did better than Lebo on the stat sheet, one was rebounds, a four-rebound advantage, and then free throws, 5 of 8 versus 1 of 5. Other than that, it's virtually even throughout.
Second one missed. Rebound to Davies, almost falling out of bounds, but finds Shoemaker. Now to Reese. Great crowd here by Lebo. Grimmett to Reese. Foul line. Now left side to Conradi. Back to Shoemaker. Shoemaker one-handed pass to Grimmett, right wing. Thought about it. Lob inside to Davies. Davies off the window, rolling all the way around the rim and falling out. Rebound to Burlingame. Looking to add to their one-point advantage. 6:40 to play in the third quarter. Heckman corner. Now to Middleton. Skipped in the corner to Hovestat. Up top, the Winters. Winters steps in. Elbow jumper. No good. Rebound to Davies. It'll be a Lebo-Burlingame matchup to start off the championship games here tonight with the girls matchup. Lebo looking for their first championship since 2001. Burlingame in their first ever championship ball game. Third place game here. Kyle Reese with it in the corner. Trailing things by one. Shoemaker at the power E. Now left side to Grimmett.
Almost looked like a 3-2 zone here from Burlingame to protect Queenie in a large way.
Reese, the Shoemaker, three on the wing. Rimming out, no good. Rebound. Still loose and won by the Wolves. Shoemaker at the elbow. Lob in through the net is good. Shoemaker, a game-high 12 points, giving Lebo's first lead since early in the first quarter.
Good stick-to-itiveness there by the Wolves. It looked like Queenie was going to have it. We're able to poke the ball free, and somehow it got to Shoemaker, and he was open for the jump shot.
Heckman, right side to Queenie in the corner. To Dane Winters. Winters up top to Hovestat. Back to Winters, right wing. To Queenie, left elbow, thought about it. Now Hovestat, left wing three, short. Rebound to Grimmett. Grimmett keeping it himself. Elbow, now blocked. Gets it poked away by Colby Middleton. It'll stay with the Wolves. 5:08 to play in the third. Lebo leading 25-24.
And there's that zone again. So you have Heckman up high. Queenie is on the offside, or right now the left side of the defensive possession. Oh, and soft pass.
Errant pass by Davies, taken away by Winters. Winters the other way, off the glass and good. Lead back to Burlingame, 26-25.
That broke a 10 straight miss streak by Burlingame. Remember that Lebo missed 12 in a row in the first quarter getting into the second. This drought stretch from the second into the third, but Lebo's finally gotten that taken care of.
Shoemaker right wing. Now baseline jumper from 12 feet away is good.
Over Queenie, who decided he wasn't going to contest that.
Obviously, Queenie playing conservative with the three fouls. Lead back to Lebo, 27-26. 4:20 to play in the third. Kyle Reese getting a hand on the pass, knocking it into the Burlingame bench. Colin Whalen back in the contest. He'll sub out Kyle Reese.
Levo is a very deep team. So is Burlingame, and that depth is going to be needed here.
Lob to Quinn. He'll be double-teamed on the block. Throw up a jumper. Falls out. Gets his own board. Padding the stats with the offensive putback. Quinn with nine now. Lead back to Burlingame. Grimmett. Right side, now left side to Shoemaker. Zone still applied by the Bearcats.
Going to need to rotate the ball around the perimeter pretty quickly here, but there will be spaces on the backside.
Grimmett running jumper at the foul line, falls through. Back and forth ball game continues. Lead back to Lebo, 29-28.
And Heckman actually ran out on the perimeter and very nearly got his fourth foul.
Winters. Pass to Heckman, now Quaney elbow in the Middleton, left block, fadeaway jumper off the mark, rebound to Davies. Outlet pass to Shoemaker, he's at the right wing, crossing over Heckman, floater at the elbow is missed, rebound to Middleton. Bearcats looking to retake the lead, trailing things by one, 29-28, 3:15 to play in the third. Hovestack calling for a ball screen, gets it from Middleton, will go to Quaney at the top. Quaney will get a ball screen for Middleton again. Nice pick and roll in the Middleton right block. Gets it poked away momentarily. He'll turn and face, fade away. Off the mark, no good. Rebound to Shoemaker.
Nice shots are hard to come by on both sides, aren't they?
Heckman knocking a pass out of bounds. Brandon punches to the scorer's table. He'll sub out Middleton.
If you're planning, just tuning in right now, expecting to be listening to the girls' championship game, we are behind schedule. We were about half an hour off schedule here because of the earlier contest when we got on the air. So instead of at 3 o'clock, we're at 3:30. So.
Right corner three by Shoemaker, no good. Good ball games all day long, starting
yes,
with seventh place of the girls that started all the way back at 9 a.m. Chuck, it's my dream to call every single game here at White Auditorium on Saturday.
Hey, you almost got a chance to do it here.
I'm going to find a way to do it one of these years.
Yep.
Fadeaway jumper by Quaney falling through. Quaney in double figures with 11. Lead back to Burlingame, 30-29. Grimmett in the Davies in the corner. Pass to Colin Whalen. Is soft and stolen by Trevor Quaney. And he'll be fouled from behind by Grayson Shoemaker. Actually, call that on Colin Whalen. That'll be his first. Team second here in the second half.
Reese back in for Shoemaker.
30-29, Burlingame with the advantage.
Here's an interesting move.
Quaney, top of the key. What you see, Chuck? I didn't see what you were
saying. Well, I was actually going to see the dribble drive here doesn't work, and it's going to be Lebo with the rebound. I thought they were going to be bringing Oswald. Actually, it's going to be Austin Bailey.
Yep.
He got a lot of time in the game earlier in the week that we had a chance to call. He hasn't gotten much here today. Possibly just simply Klumpy thinking a better matchup for Oswald, but he's
there
about set
go.
To check
they
back
heard
in.
You.
He's
they
got
heard
four
you,
fouls
Chuck.
And all.
Nostradamus here. 1:45 to play in the third. Kyle Reese, the foul line to Whalen. Whalen will turn. Fadeaway jumper at the elbow. It's blocked, I believe, by Heckman. It was well
right.
Short. Rebound to Quaney, now in the hands of Winters. Now right corner to Hovestat, thought about a three, will drive baseline, dribbling it back out now, picking up his dribble. With a bounce pass into the post, the punches. Up top, the Winters. Now right side, Hovestat. Get a ball screen from punches. Pass to Quaney at the top of the key. Quaney going between his legs at the elbow, now left side to Winters. Winters, the punches. Up top, Heckman. Heckman elbow to Quaney, right baseline, 15-footer. Rolls through and good.
Ooh.
26 points in the quarter, 13 for the game. 3-point advantage now for Burlingame. 1 minute to play in the third. We'll have a timeout taken by Austin Klumpy. Looks like it will be, haven't seen the signal. 30-second timeout, so we'll stay right here with you. That was a long time, Chuck. Pausing for dramatic fashion. Do we need
I
to take a break?
So.
Do we need to take a break? All right. Remind you guys that our timeouts this week brought to you by McDonald's on 1202 West 6th Avenue. Just down the street from White Auditorium and open 24 hours at the drive-thru. Number one in the nation for delivery through DoorDash.
One of the
minute
things,
to play in the third, 32-29. Go ahead, Chuck. Sorry.
I was just going to say that Quaney is not getting hot underneath the basket. And you think, actually, you know, with the size differential, you know, 7-8 inches plus on everybody for Lebo, that even with being triple teamed, that he'd be shooting better from down low. But now the last couple of possessions, he's actually been, you know, one shot here dead on from about 13, 14 feet. He moves to the baseline over here, hits the 12-footer. So Lebo is now going to have to be cognizant of Quaney not just underneath and have those three bodies on him there, but they're going to have to decide whether they want to guard him one-on-one with that mid-range jumper, or they're going to try to run somebody at him from another direction that he's not expecting.
Lebo with possession. Skip pass to Kyle Reese, knocked out of bounds by Chris Hovestad. 42 seconds on the clock, 32-29. Maryland game with the advantage. The inbound here in the near corner. Shoemaker into Reese. Foul line to Davies. Davies jumper there. Good.
Boy, that looked easy, didn't it? Probably about the easiest bucket we've seen in quite some time.
Davies with four in the game. Trims the lead to one. 30 seconds to go as Dane Winters crosses the timeline. Now right side to Hovestad. Hovestad in the corner to Heckman. Heckman picks up his dribble on the wing. Up top to Hovestad. Skip left wing to Winters. Steps into a three. Good. Dane Winters with the Midwest Land Group three. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference with Cody Thurston. 35-31. 6 seconds for Colin Whalen in the corner. Up top to Shoemaker. Three at the power. E short. Rebound to Davies. His put back off the back of the rim. No good. Berlin game out to a four-point advantage, 35-21 after three quarters. We'll take a quick break and have fourth and final quarter coverage of the third place contest here in the 101st annual Lyon County League Tournament. But you've been listening to Country 101.7 FM.
Got a flat, dead battery, time for an oil change? Been ignoring that check engine light for too long? Visit Howie's Tire Shop in Olpie to get your ride back on the road. Howie's isn't just tires and repair. They offer full-service mechanical work, including shocks, steering, suspension, and maintenance. If it's under the car or under the hood, they can fix it. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Olpie area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Olpie, just across the street from the Chicken House.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, quality products and great customer service are what we value most. And how important a clean environment is for you to see the newest from Chevy and Buick. Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for 5 years in a row. And Buick has an incredible lineup of luxury SUVs. Need maintenance or repair work? Let our award-winning service professionals get you back on the road. It's our total commitment for more than 50 years that has made the difference. Come in today or visit us at longvineauto.com. Chevy. Find new roads.
Welcome back. Live from Watt Auditorium, 35-31. Berlin game with the lead. Lebo with possession to start things off. Grimmett be trapped in the corner. Lob up top to Shoemaker. Shoemaker attacking the basket. Pump fake, getting Middleton to leave his feet. Leaves it short, gets his own board. He's on the block. Back out to Grimmett, right wing.
Run and jump trap here from Berlin game. It's been effective.
Three in the corner from Shoemaker. Well off the mark. Rebound to Colby Middleton. Winter slowing things down.
And Lebo going into a 1-3-1 here.
That has been very effective for Austin Klumpy all season long. Seems like whenever they get into that 1-3-1, it has been a very positive plus. Obviously, Madison attacking it very well last night. One of the few teams to be successful at it. Quaney right wing. Now to Hovestad. Now to Winters. Winters puts it on the floor and travels.
Right now you have eight turnovers, Lebo, six for Burlingame early in the fourth quarter.
Inbound to Kyle Reese from Landon Grimmett. Lebo trailing things by four. Reese handing it to Grimmett, now right side to Davies. Davies jump pass to Grimmett, right wing three, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound in the corner, be knocked out of bounds, last touch by Trevor Quaney. Stay here with the Lebo Wolves. 7 minutes to go in the fourth, 35-31, Berlin game with the lead. Grimmett with the inbound to Kyle Reese. Reese at the foul line, now elbow.
Nowhere to go.
Now to Shoemaker, left wing.
It looks now like we're seeing a shift up to a 1-2-2 zone or something which basically has a floating perimeter on it.
Reese, three in the corner, short. Rebound knocked out and won by Matthew Heckman at the three-point line. Heckman up the court. We go to Middleton, right wing. Hovestad, right baseline. Back to Middleton. Middleton to Heckman at the power E. Back to Hovestad. Berlin game leading things, 35-31, 6:23 to play in the ball game. Quaney gets to Hovestad. Back to Quaney in the corner. Now to Hovestad, left side. The Winters lob in the corner to Middleton. He'll attack the basket. Jumper is long. Rebound to Davies. Austin Klumpy's wanting to catch this defense in transition. Shoemaker puts it on the floor. Be tied up with Hovestad. Jump ball. Possession arrow should go.
It's a growing game,
Burnham,
I believe.
Game. Yeah, it should.
Yep.
Turnover by the Lebo Wolves.
Their ninth. And that push and transition worked in the second quarter, but Burlingame did a much better job getting back, and so really that possession ended at the three-point line as opposed to right at the basket.
Middleton at the foul line, now right side to Hovestad, lob into the corner to Quaney. Up top to Hovestad. Three by Hovestad is short. Rebound, one by Middleton underneath. Down the corner to Winters. Winters driving baseline. Up top to Quaney. Quaney.
Bad spacing on that.
Now to Hovestad, right corner. Now wing, foul line to Middleton. Left baseline, nice cut by Matthew Heckman. Does not get it to fall through.
Wow.
Eric West throwing his hands up. Just that falls if you're having good luck. Davies, baseline jumper rejected out of bounds by Trevor Quaney.
And you just see why Quaney is such a big factor defensively.
Going to have a full timeout taken by Austin Klumpy. We'll take one with him. 5:19 to play in the ball game. Burlingame with a 35-31 advantage.
Basketball takes perseverance and people working together to be successful. The McElveen Law Office applies similar practices in their pursuit of excellence. When your legal needs arise, whether they be estate planning, succession planning, assistance with farm programs, contracts, real estate, or other needs, Karen McElveen offers sound legal advice. Let Karen assist you with your legal needs. Call 620-437-2600. McElveen Law Office, LLC, with offices in Madison and Eureka, serving the area for 36 years and supporting all area students in their academic and athletic endeavors.
We welcome you back to White Auditorium. Scoreless here in the fourth quarter, nearly 3 minutes gone by, 35-31 Burlingame's lead. Many thanks to sponsors like these for making this broadcast all week long possible. Harrison Body Shop in Madison for restoration, insurance claims, painting and glass installation, free estimates. And to Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information at 785-654-3100.
Michael, one of the things that stands out now is, you know, you mentioned here we haven't scored in here in the first almost three full minutes of the fourth quarter play. Typically in a tight game, there's a period where nobody gets anything going. You know, it could be about a minute and a half. In this case, it's better than 3 minutes. And the team that comes out of this, if they're ahead, they pretty much win. You know, if say, Burlingame gets another, like, quick five-point swing, they're up nine. If Lebo can get the five-point swing, they take the lead.
Grimmett, fadeaway jumper on the left wing, off the glass, and it falls through. He'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
And we'll see if this gets Lebo sparked and how Burlingame responds. Because, if Burlingame has issues defensively and Lebo is able to take advantage, they can swing over here and take the lead and possibly get the victory.
Free throw no good by Grimmett. 35-33. Burlingame with the lead. 5 minutes to go. Winters at the timeline. Now left side to Heckman. 1-3-1 zone still applied by the Wolves.
Their spaces down low near the basket on both sides in a 1-3-1. Can he get it there?
Middleton driving baseline will be trapped, tied up. Kyle Reese getting a hand on it. That'll go back to the Wolves. Turnover on the Burlingame Bearcats.
Seven for Burlingame.
Inbound from Kyle Reese to Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker leading the way for the Wolves with 14 points. Really sparked that run in the second quarter where the Lebo Wolves trailed by 11. Excuse me, trailed by 12.
Yep.
Kyle Reese right side to Shoemaker. Now left corner. The Grimmett back to Shoemaker, right side to Reese. 4.5 to play in the ball game.
Good job here by Lebo offensively. They're looking over the zone, and they're not forcing things at this point in time. Don't have to, only down two.
Davies, right corner, back to Reese. Reese looking to attack, picks up his dribble. Left side to Shoemaker, steps into the wing. Right side to Reese, now elbow. Left wing three by Grayson Shoemaker for the lead. Off the mark to the right. Rebound to Trevor Quaney.
It was a good-looking possession there, and they did what they had to against the zone. And they did wind up shaking Shoemaker free for a three. Just wouldn't go.
Hovestad now in the half court to the middle of the Quaney now, right corner. The Middleton, left side, the Winters. Into the middle to Quaney at the foul line. Middleton underneath. Pass nearly going through his hands, but he recovers. Lob back inside to Quaney. He'll be fouled. That's on Oswald. That'll be his fifth, but I think they're going to go to Reese reaching in. That is the case. That'll be Kyle's second.
And again, Oswald came back onto the floor here a couple of minutes ago, four fouls in all, and really has played effectively since he came back on.
Lob to Middleton, almost lost his footing. Wolves calling for a travel. Heckman now right wing, back to Middleton on the elbow. 3.5 to play. Middleton spin move, lob inside, and they're going to call a block on Kyle Reese. The shot was missed by Middleton, and he'll go to line for two foul shots. Third on Reese, team's fourth.
Lebo none too pleased with the late whistle, but Middleton's at the line. And Berlin game so far has not done badly, 6 of 10 as a team. I think we got a little bit of dampness on the floor, so we're going to get that wiped away. Lebo, 1 of 6, and you know it with a game this tight. Free throws are going to play a huge part in how the last 3:25 of regulation plays out.
Lebo on the season much better than that clip right there. First one, rimming out, no good by Middleton. 3:25 to play in the fourth. Burlingame 35, the Lebo's 33. Middleton out the line for one more, bends his knees and fires. Good, nothing but net. First point of the quarter for Burlingame.
And we're still kind of in that window where, you know, we've gone an extended period of time and neither team has had a really noticeable run yet. So three-point edge for Burlingame is easily taken care of here.
Right wing fired by Kyle Reese. Tie ball game with a Midwest Land Group 3. Reese in double figures with 10. 36 all, 3 minutes to go. Winters left wing. The Heckman in the corner. Up top to Quaney, looking for an answer, but he decides to drive. Mid-lane jumper. Back of the rim, falls through after kissing the front of the rim. Quaney with 15. Left wing three by Grimmett is short. Rebound, still loose, on the floor. Recovered by Winters. Up the court we go. The Hovestad. Burlingame looking to push. 4-2 break. Quaney at the foul line is good. A quick 4-0 run. The answer by the Bearcats, and Austin Klumpy will take a timeout. It'll be a full timeout. 2:22 to play. We'll stay right here with you. But it's been a nice little run after that three by Reese, tying it at 36 all, but back-to-back buckets by Burlingame has them in control.
And Lebo could not react defensively in transition as they wanted to, because the way the ball came off of the basket on the miss, and then you had to go off to the far wing. And one of the Lebo players actually, and unfortunately if you're a Lebo fan, essentially tackled one of his teammates. Took them completely out of the picture. That's why Burlingame was able to come down with multiple number opportunities and was able to sink the basket, take that four-point lead.
40-36, 2:22 to play. Remind you guys that these timeouts all week long brought to you by McDonald's on 1202 West 6th Avenue. Deliciousness at your fingertips. Order now in the app with mobile order and pay and pick it up at the store. Doug Piper on the PA now. Of course, he kind of has limited participation now being back on the bench with Sun Tai.
Right.
So good to hear Doug addressing the crowd. It looks like they're going to be obviously having the past participants. I think, don't know what Ted ended up having signing up, but I know on Thursday he had about a half dozen to two dozen from that 59 tournament. So
good,
a pretty
deal.
Good participation for those past participants.
And really cool to see all of the different celebrations that we've seen in the Lyon County League tournament, obviously with Coach Jesse Nelson and, you know, Coach Carolyn Davis yesterday as part of the lineup.
Reese looking to end the drought, and he knocks it down. Kyle Reese with a clutch 5 points in the last two possessions for the Wolves. Trims the lead to 2 for Burlingame, 40-38. Bearcats looking for an answer. Quaney up top. We'll go to the corner of the Hovestad. Under 2 here to play. Kyle Reyes will reach in. Thought they're going to call maybe a quick jump ball, but that'll be his fourth. Team's fifth.
So inbounds in front of the Burlingame bench.
And I think the presentations aren't over yet. Obviously, we got the past participation, past participants, and I think Tim Corson will also be recognized here this evening, a longtime assistant for Coach Mike Hevel for the Waverly Bulldogs. Heckman, foul line to Middleton up top of the key. 1:40 on the clock. Middleton to the right baseline now. Now to Quaney.
Boy, if you're Burlingame, if you wanted to, you could actually back things out and really put some pressure on Lee, but now got to reach in on the foul. That's great for Reese.
Yeah, that will be his number five. Reese reaching in, trying to tie up Middleton. Kyle Reese will end the night with 12 points. Five clutch points coming here in the last minute for the Lubo Wolves. He'll be substituted out by Colin Whalen.
And Burlingame doesn't get free throws yet. They're inbounding underneath their own basket.
Team six, Burlingame only with one foul. So if this is the swing Lebo's way, that'll be a lot of time to catch up to get to the bonus.
Yep.
Winters underneath the bucket on the throw-in. Goes to Quaney in the corner. Quaney looking to drive on Davies. Right wing to Heckman. Heckman drive to the block. Be trapped there. Now to Middleton. Middleton, elbow. Back to Heckman. 1:20 on the clock, and they'll have a foul, putting Heckman out the line.
Not exactly sure why Shoemaker was as aggressive on the perimeter as he was, but he winds up with the foul, and Heckman's at the line for 1-1. Big free throws here.
That'll be the third on Grayson, actually the second on Grayson Shoemaker. Had him down for two already. Team seven, so 1-1 for Matthew Heckman. Good. Heckman with 4 points now. Had a big three in the first quarter. Lead to three for Burlingame. Second one, good. Two possession ball game for Burlingame. A buck 20 to play.
That was some smooth free throw shooting there, just calmly knocking those puppies down.
Shoemaker at the wing. Lebo needing a buckets this possession. Davies gets it from Whalen. Davies at the elbow. Now back to the Shoemaker right wing. Up top to Whalen. Now Grimmett. Grimmett foul line. Now elbow. Throw up a jumper over Winters, and it falls through. Landon Grimmett will go to the line looking for an and one. He has joined his teammates Grayson Shoemaker and Kyle Reese in double figures.
Soft touch there, under pressure and getting fouled in the process. Eric West is unhappy with where the game clock is. He's saying that it was originally at 1:20 when the free throws were finished out by Heckman, and you know we didn't just have 6 seconds. We had way more than 6 seconds.
This game was flown by, but yeah, I don't think the 7 seconds. I don't think we stopped time with that one.
We're much closer to down to maybe 55, 56 seconds after how things went. Now we are going to have just one shot from Grimmett, and they do wind up setting it at 108, which that's a little bit more accurate, I would say.
So Grimmett at the line for the and one. West going for the freeze. He'll take a timeout if they give him one.
Yeah, they'll give it to him.
Yeah, they do.
And a full timeout being
taken. I think they're going to actually take a 30-second timeout.
Right.
So once again, we'll probably just stay right here with you through the conclusion of this ball game. Many thanks to Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers for sponsoring KBOE TV all week long. Please call Henry and Madison for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Of course, Lebo has struggled at the foul line this afternoon. Trailing things by two, 42-40, a buck 08 to play. Grimmett will step to the line after the timeout ends for a chance for the and one. Grimmett has got 10 points. Their leading scorer, much closer to the 15 to 18 point range. So kind of been held in check, but as we mentioned, has that right hand kind of taped up, dealing with that thumb injury from the fall.
And shooting hand, thumb injury, free throw is an issue.
And one is good.
Didn't make it look like it, did he?
Inbound to Winters. 42-41, backcourt pressure applied momentarily, but Grimmett will pick him up in a half-court defense. Winters, right wing into Hovestad. Crowd coming alive. Hovestad, the winners. Now to Heckman. 52 seconds and counting. Heckman at the top of the key now. Hands it off to Hovestad. He dribbles it off his leg. It'll go over and back. A turnover back to the Wolves.
Boy, great job there. And I'm not sure if it was Grimmett, Shoemaker, but one of those players popped the ball off of Winters, and then it was basically Winters sprinting to try to keep the ball in front court and could not do it. Chance to win here for Lebo.
40 seconds and counting. Grimmett with it. Gets a ball screen from Oswald. Picks up his dribble. Well, passing it. Aaron's pass is taken away by Kobe Middleton. He'll be fouled.
Oh, man.
A chance to seize the day. And just...
the pass didn't get there. Just did not get to where it needed to go.
When you pick up your dribble that far out, that just leads to disaster 9 times out of 10. That'll be a foul on Grayson Shoemaker, his third, team's 8. So 1-1 for Kobe Middleton.
And especially picking up your dribble that far out with one player on you and another player nearby. That is asking for trouble.
32.6 seconds on the clock. Front end, good. Nothing but net. Some clutch free throws down the stretch for the Burlingame Bearcats. 43-41 now. Second one to make it a three-point game. Off the back of the rim, bounces around, it falls through. A poetic free throw by Colby Middleton. Lead the three, 44-41. Timeout taken by Coach West. McDonald's, our timeout sponsor. Remind you guys, our broadcast not possible without sponsors like these. Mayer Electric. See Kevin Mayer for all your indoor and outdoor commercial and residential electrical needs. Proud to support the Opie Eagles. Also to the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC, proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. All right, Chuck, you go for the three, the tie, or do you get a quick two and then look to just extend the ball game with another foul?
Personally, I think quick two is what I would think of right off the bat. So long as you don't wind up burning maybe much more than 12 to 15 seconds on this possession, try to set up some sort of a pick play would be my thought. Get somebody open, mid-range jump shot. If you can get a three-pointer, you know, that looks good and you're wide open, go ahead and launch it. But your first option, I think, is to get the two and then lock up to play defense. Seriously, though, Michael, if it comes down to a one-point game and that free throw there by Matt, you don't typically look at a free throw as your winning spot other than, okay, it's in the scorebook. He had two free throws with 32-6 left to win it. But the way that hits the back of the back
hung
of the rim
up there forever. That
then
was,
pops down.
That was that 7 seconds that Eric West was saying that took forever.
And Burlingame making it difficult to get an early shot with the full court pressure
back
right off the bat.
Pressure applied by Winters, and they're going to call a foul. That'll be only the team's third.
So 23-7. So you've burned about 6 seconds so far. And
Shoemaker, pump fake. He had an open look. Now drive. Off the window and good. There's the quick two they were looking for. Shoemaker with 16 points now. He had an open look to tie it. And Shoemaker has hit some threes in the past, has not had one tonight. Another timeout taken by Austin Klumpy. 44-43, 18.4 seconds to go. Lebo with 18 fouls, so the next foul will be number 9, so still in the 1-1,
yep.
The foul.
And Trevor Quaney there. Nice job by Shoemaker to go to the left hand and not really attack the basket without attacking Quaney. And Quaney basically, he went up straight vertical as opposed to maybe leaning over. He could have gotten that shot blocked, but he decided discretion's the better part of valor, and we still have a one-point lead after that possession. So he didn't really attack that as hard as he possibly could have.
Obviously, Burlingame, I think, what, 5 for 5? This quarter?
They have hit their last five. Yeah, so, and they were 6 of 11 going into the fourth quarter. So now 11 of 16, 5 straight, and you know, or it's very likely that they're going to have to shoot free throws at least once here between now and the final horn of regulation.
Heckman to inbound. He'll have the baseline available to him.
Do you guard the ball? Lebo will. I'm a bit surprised by this.
No, they'll back off. Inbound to Quaney. Quaney, spin move. Pass to tight.
Got a foul now.
Winners. Now to Middleton. He'll be fouled on the wing.
Too much time.
10 seconds left. That'll be the fifth foul on Zach Oswald. He'll foul out, joining his teammate Kyle Reese on the bench.
Oswald's contributions, not so much in the scoring book, but definitely defensively here. So that is a loss. And now 1-1 for Middleton.
He's hit his last three. 10 seconds on the clock, 1-point lead for Burlingame. Falls through after hitting the front of the rim.
Friendly rolls here for Burlingame.
It's leaving everybody on the edge of their seat. Second one to make it a 3-point game. Short. Rebound to Shoemaker. Austin Klumpy begging for a timeout. He'll be granted one.
Ooh, how do you attack this one, Mr. Austin Klumpy?
Full timeout. We'll stay right here with you. Do you go for the win? Do you go for the tie?
I think, honestly, you go for the tie. Personally, that would be my thought, is get it to overtime. You have, you still have Quaney in something approaching foul trouble. You have, I think it is a, not Hovestat. Other foul trouble coming in from.
Oh, you got Heckman and
Heckman
Quaney.
Is the other one.
Each with
yeah.
3,000.
Yeah, so.
But they've not had a single foul in the second half. Of course, they picked up those three.
Right, early.
You know, early in that second quarter.
I think you go for two, and then you see how things go here for the extra 4 minutes. But, you know, regardless, you've got to be able to at least work your way to an open shot.
Of course, if you're tuning in for the championship games only, hang with us. We're still in the third place, and we may be even further behind schedule. Of course, we had a buzzer beater in the seventh place boys game. Allie Smith trailing things by two, hitting one with, like, I think a second left.
Ooh,
to defeat SEC. So the Hartford Jaguars, that was a pretty fun contest to begin the ball game of my viewing pleasure. But it's been a fun one at White, and we've got two more games to go after this one.
All the way down the court for Lebo, and we're going to see something, at least three-quarters court pressure setting up.
They added some time to the clock, 9 seconds. Inbound to Landon Grimmett. We're going to have a foul by Dane Winters.
And a smart move by Eric West.
I like it. Don't give him any opportunity to even get it up the court.
Yeah, and you still have another three fouls to give yet.
7.9 seconds. So, you know, we thought that might be a detriment if they got behind. Now it's being a plus with them with the lead. Fourth team foul, third on Winters.
See if they get him fouled again. If they
They're
do.
They're going to do it again. 6.2 seconds now. They should have a sideline throw in front of the Lebo faithful.
But you've burned almost 3 seconds, and you haven't even gotten it close to midcourt yet, let alone get something up for, say, your offensive set.
Fourth on Winters. Shoemaker to inbound. Chess match applied by West.
It got away.
And Klumpy, three for the win by Grimmett, is bricked off the mark, and rebound to Trevor Quaney. Burlingame takes third place. Grimmett had a decent look. It was kind of a running jumper.
And it was a long one, too.
He knew he had to get it up with the way they've been fouling. Grimmett a little displeased. But our final score, 45-43, Burlingame victorious, avenging an earlier season loss to the Wolves. Take a quick break, wrap up our stats, give some final analysis, and have more to come on the 101st Annual Lyon County League Tournament on Country 101.7 FM. Radcliffe.